Hi, Ed Burdett here. As we start this week's readings, I want to briefly say that this podcast is a labor of love that's funded entirely by listener donations. Each day of the week, we offer scripture readings, and every Friday, we include a devotional called Reap, where we read, examine, apply, and pray over a section of scripture. If you find value in what we offer, or if you'd like to help spread Bible resources across the world, would you consider supporting us financially? You can do that by visiting oneyearbiblepodcast.com/give. Special thanks to our monthly donors who consistently and faithfully offer their support. Once again, that address is oneyearbiblepodcast.com/give. Thanks for considering, and now for today's reading. Today's reading begins in Joshua chapter 11, starting in verse 1. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of it, he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Aksaph, and to the kings who were on the north, in the hill country, in the Arabah south of Chinneroth, in the lowland, and in the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite in the hill country, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They went out, they and all their armies with them, many people, even as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with very many horses and chariots. All these kings met together, and they came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. The Lord said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver them up, all slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came suddenly, with all the warriors, against them by the waters of Merom, and attacked them. The Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them, and chased them to Great Sidon, and to Mizrephoth Maim, and to the valley of Mizpah eastward. They struck them until they left no one remaining. Joshua did to them as the Lord told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor and struck its king with the sword, for Hazor used to be the head of all those kingdoms. They struck all the souls who were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed. He burned Hazor with fire. Joshua captured all the cities of those kings, with their kings, and he struck them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed them, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only. Joshua burned that. The children of Israel took all the plunder of these cities, with the livestock, as plunder for themselves. But every man they struck with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them. They didn't leave any who breathed. As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. Joshua did so. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua captured all that land, the hill country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland, the Arabah, the hill country of Israel, and the lowland of the same, from Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. He took all their kings, struck them, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. They took all in battle, for it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, to come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua came at that time, and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. There were none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord spoke to Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land had rest from war. Now these are the kings of the land, whom the children of Israel struck, and possessed their land beyond the Jordan towards the sunrise, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the middle of the valley, and half Gilead, even to the river Jabbok, the border of the children of Ammon, and the Arabah to the sea of Chinneroth, eastward, and to the sea of the Arabah, even the Salt Sea, eastward, the way to Beth Jeshemoth, and on the south, under the slopes of Pisgah, and the border of Og, king of Bashan, of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and ruled in Mount Hermon, and in Salcah, and in all Bashan, to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel struck them. Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it for a possession to the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the children of Israel struck beyond the Jordan westward, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon, even to Mount Halak, that goes up to Seir. Joshua gave it to the tribes of Israel for a possession, according to their divisions, in the hill country, and in the lowland, and in the Arabah, and in the slopes, and in the wilderness, and in the south, the Hittite, the Amorite, and the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. The king of Jericho, one. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one. The king of Jerusalem, one. The king of Hebron, one. The king of Jarmuth, one. The king of Lachish, one. The king of Eglon, one. The king of Gezer, one. The king of Debir, one. The king of Gader, one. The king of Horma, one. The king of Arad, one. The king of Libna, one. The king of Adullam, one. The king of Makkedah, one. The king of Bethel, one. The king of Tappua, one. The king of Hefer, one. The king of Aphek, one. The king of Lasharon, one. The king of Madon, one. The king of Hazor, one. The king of Shimron Meron, one. The king of Akshaph, one. The king of Tanakh, one. The king of Megiddo, one. The king of Kadesh, one. The king of Jokneam in Carmel, one. The king of Dor in the height of Dor, one. The king of Goam in Gilgal, one. The king of Tirzah, one. All the kings, 31. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. As he, that is Jesus, was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Weren't the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has healed you." Being asked by the Pharisees when God's kingdom would come, he answered them, "God's kingdom doesn't come with observation. Neither will they say, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' For behold, God's kingdom is within you." He said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will tell you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Don't go away or follow after them. For as the lightning, when it flashes out of one part under the sky, shines to another part under the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things, and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, even so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ship, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from the sky and destroyed them all. It will be the same way in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be on the housetop and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away. Let him who is in the fields likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life loses it, but whoever loses his life preserves it. I tell you, in that night there will be 2 people in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be 2 grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other will be left." They, answering, asked him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there the vultures will also be gathered together." Psalm 84, beginning in verse 1. How lovely are your dwellings, Lord of armies! My soul longs, and even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yes, the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. Near your altars, Lord of armies, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are always praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yes, the autumn rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. Lord, God of armies, hear my prayer. Listen, God of Jacob. Behold, God is our shield. Look at the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. He withholds no good thing from those who walk blamelessly. Lord of armies, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Proverbs chapter 13, beginning in verse 5. A righteous man hates lies, but a wicked man brings shame and disgrace. Righteousness guards the way of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner.